This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Happening right now, emergency crews are on the scene after a log truck is overturned on Highway 905. The crash took down a number of utility poles as well as power lines. We'll have more on this as it becomes available. Lonnie Cardell is recovering after being struck by a car on Powell Boulevard in Whiteville Friday. Whiteville police said Cardell darted into traffic near Hay Street around 6:45 p.m. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Commissioners tonight will vote on what may be the strongest regulations in the state on vape and tobacco stores. The county ordinance will strictly limit the location of any store with 25% of its sales coming from vapes or products containing THC or kratom. The board will also swear in 5 members and vote on a new chairman. The meeting is at 6:30, may be viewed on the county website or attended in person. You can expect temperatures to dive into the 20s here tonight, with highs in the 40s tomorrow, as well as some pretty stiff winds. Make sure you protect those pets, plants, pipes, and check on the people as well. Temperatures will still be bitterly cold through Wednesday, so make sure the kids are properly dressed for the bus stop. We could be seeing single-digit wind chills in our area. A warming shelter is open on Lee Street in Whiteville at Facts of Life Church from 7 p.m. through 7 a.m. until Wednesday morning. Patrons must have an ID. They will be asked to sign a waiver. If you have contact with homeless people or others in need, let them know about the shelter. The sheriff's office is searching for a missing man. Jose Puentes, age 62, was last seen near Sellerstown Road Tuesday. He was wearing a black t-shirt, black jeans, boots, and a black hat with a Texas emblem. If you see the missing man, call the non-emergency number at 910-640-1428. If you love a parade, well, bundle up. This is going to be the week to get out there and enjoy. Tabor City's parade and Christmas events start Thursday at 6 p.m. The lighting of the community Christmas tree follows the parade at 7:30. Chicken bog bowls will be for sale. Don't forget the Tinseling Tabor Bazaar, which is up right after the parade and runs through Saturday. Lake Waccamaw will light their community Christmas tree Friday at 6 p.m. Their parade is Saturday at 10 a.m. with lineup at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. The Boys and Girls Home at the Lake is also sponsoring the Christmas Nativity Journey. More than 1,000 different nativity scenes from around the world will be set up at the Boys and Girls Home, Little Wheel of Hope Missionary Baptist Church, Lake Waccamaw Methodist Church, and the Anchorage. The self-guided tour is from 4 to 8:30 on Friday and 10 until 4 on Saturday. The Chaverns Christmas Parade is Sunday at 3 p.m. Saturday is the Holiday Extravaganza in Whiteville. This is the big event everybody's been talking about. The parade will be at 6 p.m., followed by the lighting of the Christmas tree at Vineland Station. Carriage rides, the kids' zone, pictures with Santa, food trucks, and music from the Edgewood Chorus. Everything is free, of course. You need to get your orders in for these Columbus Swamp Keepers Education Foundation pork chop plate sale. That's this Friday. Plates are $10. They'll be available from 10 until 6. Call or text 910-617-9056. Volunteers are needed for the event. You can call that same number, 910-617-9056, if you can help out. Transformation Church hosts their turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night at 6 p.m. at 9955 James B. White Highway South. Hot dogs and drinks are available. Cost is $5 a shot, with all proceeds going to the church building fund. The Veterans Memorial Park hosts a turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday, beginning this Friday. Starts at 7 p.m. Shoots will be held through December 23rd at the park. Check out our growing list of Christmas events on the CCN webpage and send us your church's plans. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.